It's time to get up. Friday.
With Martin Bester.
Are you happy it's Friday? It was my first full working week in a long time.
It felt like years.
You want to know what?
What?
Today's my second day working on this week.
I know. Next week is your full working week.
Who says?
I plan to make it a very long one for you. Listen, if you survived it, happy Friday morning. Welcome to your Friday morning. What's been happening? I love this. A movie theater in Texas, of all places, are now welcoming dog lovers to bring their dogs along to watch the movie. The dogs still pay $5. It's $5 for dogs, $9 for kids, and then the adults pay $12.50, which sounds about right. Movie prices have gone up, if you noticed.
It's expensive. My mom, my sister, and myself, I'm but a decent rand.
It's verskrikkelijk.
No, it's crazy.
Maar je hond kan samen. More places and more things in life should allow dogs. I don't think businesses often, if you've got a struggling restaurant, I swear to you, make it dog friendly, you'll be surprised how full that place would be.
Okay.
It's so lucky to bring your dog along.
I'm going to be the other person on the side. Do you think Ripley can handle being?
Of course she can. She's very socialized. She absolutely.
Is she going to sit still when she needs to sit?
When we go on holiday, a lot of the holiday places are wise enough at the coast to welcome dogs. Yeah. So obviously well-trained dogs. If it's going to be a dog that's going to grab food from plates and run around biting people, that's going to be a problem. But most dogs that are socialized are perfectly fine. Okay. In fact, I'd go as far as to say that it'd probably be less of a hassle than some kids in restaurants. I'm sorry.
Wow. I would just like to say I did not. I'm not a part of this.
You're going to love this one. You are going to love this story. They've done some research and they found that people who are forced to smile at work drink more after work. Especially people who work with public.
Mini Mensa. Schumacher, finally.
I know, right?
It's answered. It's explained.
You can blame it on something. It's a recent study in the Journal of Occupational Health Psychology, in which the researchers from this university looked at the drinking habits of people who work with the public, and they found a link between fake smiles and increased instances of, and I quote, knocking a few back after work. Can you verify this for me, please, South Africa? Werke met die publiek. Do you have to fake smile during the day? When you get home, have that little glass of wine or two.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Let's go.
To the rhythm, you don't stop.
Your favorite breakfast show.
That immediately puts me into such a good space.
Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Jacaranda FM.